League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
It's like the scammers are getting smarter and smarter and smarter. And I always like used to make fun of the people that fell for some of the dumb scams. But now I find myself every once in a while being like, I almost fell for that. 100%.
If there's real money to be made, people are going to dedicate some time to it. If they're going to dedicate their time to something, they're going to get better at it. What are we talking about here?
So a kid in Orlando, he's about 12 years old. He told a random woman that he was lost and asked if he could use her phone to call his parents. So obviously, like any, I think, adult would do, he'd be like, yes, of course, you hand over the phone.
Probably, yeah.
Yeah, no, he was scamming her. He went into her Venmo and sent himself $4,000.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, while she wasn't looking. Like, what? Are you serious?
Yeah, well, you know, I mean, again, you teach her, and now you've got a couple different things going on there. So this is what they call the phasmet, right? Is that, you know, you lure them looking like one thing, and then you're something else. It's a distraction or a decoy move. So, you know, a kid disarms you, right? Mm-hmm. If that guy might be 26, but if he shaves real good and he only stands, you know, 3'9" or whatever, you know, you're halfway there to fooling that person.
I hate to say it, but like, you know, a lot of summers growing up, I spent it in Italy.
Sure.
And we were always told, my dad used to warn us not to talk to any of the kids because the kids were so trained in being thieves that they would steal wallets and all the time it would happen in the big cities.
Yeah.
So I remember anytime like a kid would approach me when I was in Italy, it was like all of a sudden I became like a ninja. I was like,
you were more aware than ever anywhere else in your life.
Right. But ironically, there's a scam that I keep almost falling for. And I don't, these people must, I keep getting an email to my Gmail account and it's one letter off from my church.
Okay.
From like my church. And I always open the stuff from my church because it talks about what they're collecting.
Because you have to. You've got to open it from church. Like, and if you're not getting in.
God's
not getting into heaven.
You know right. The rules. Jesus doesn't mess around with things like that.
That's
he sends
right.
you an email, you open it. But in the email,
yeah.
It says, oh, just came across this picture of you and your family.
Yeah, is
with
this
a link.
You? I've
right.
gotten
no,
that
No, it's not,
one.
Is it you? I just came across this picture of you and this family. Thought
okay.
you would like to see it. So the first time I saw it, I was like, oh my gosh. And I'm thinking it's like, you know, one of the church events or whatever.
Sure.
So I go, huh. It just seems weird. Like, why would this, like, usually it's like bulletins or newsletters. And all of a sudden, it's just one random person. Like, you mean to tell me Sister Mary, you know, is all of a sudden sending pictures through a random?
All of a sudden.
So I won't click on them, but it comes consistently pushing the same picture. And every time, I am so tempted, knowing that it is one letter off now that I've done the investigation.
What if somebody in the church just doesn't know how to send a proper email?
What if, should I just click on it? Should I just see what happens?
Oh, man. It's Jesus. I've been trying to reach you.
I sent you 100 emails.
It's been 9 months.
Over the weekend, we had fancy pizza night. My cousin works for a bunch of doctors, and every Christmas, they buy him really expensive bottles of wine. But we never know, like, how much they're worth or anything, because we don't know the difference between cheap wine and nice wine.
So this was the night. You set aside that we're going to drink this wine and find out what's what?
You always, like, hold on to these bottles for special occasions, but we're like, you know what? Pizza Friday is a special occasion. Anna Cristina Cabrales is a wine sommelier. She's with Independence Wine and Spirits and Summation. Now, Anna Cristina, I always say I can't tell the difference between like a bad bottle of wine and a good bottle of wine, but these wines were delicious. There was clearly a difference. And when we Googled how much they cost online, they were like over $100 a bottle, which I would never be able to, you know, buy on the regular, like on a Friday night, you know, just to have with my pizza.
Sure.
For all you know, you may be wanted still at this time for drinking them all.
Well, yeah. Seriously. So what we're trying to figure out is, like, at different price points, what wines can you buy that are really, truly the best tasting that can get you to taste like that quality but not break the bank?
So first and foremost, we should probably define what this all means. It's like, what the wow factor. How many things can you say about it? You know, you're enthusiastic, you love it, and you're tasting all of these things that's hitting your palate. What is it that I'm tasting? And the more you can, like, really describe it, that's how you know it's of quality. And it also just lingers on the palate, and it's just, it's pleasurable.
That all sounds well and good, but I actually still have no idea what it is that I'm looking for. So isn't there somebody that could just help me?
First things first, and this is why there are wine professionals out there. Make sure to find either a sommelier or at your retail store, you're building a relationship with someone you're like really comfortable with. A really great educator of wine will always provide you options. Pick someone who gives you options and makes you excited to learn.
How come expensive wine doesn't give you a hangover, but cheap wine does?
Ah, isn't that a mystery? So generally speaking, especially when we're going into a little bit more expensive or higher priced wines, the production size is very, very small versus some of the ones that might be a little bit cheaper or inexpensive might be a little bit more in bulk production. If you're like dealing with a smaller winemaker, they're going to be a little bit more attentive and also really care about what they're putting into the wine. For example, a protective layer that's found everywhere, should it be in milk, sodas, and whatnot, is sulfites. You know, there's a little tiny layer of that that's like minimal, to which, you know, they're going to be like, okay, well, we're going to try to minimize that as much as possible and really just allow the fruit to be exactly what it is. If the wine is the wine, and we're not going to, you know, smother it with this preservative. So that's just one example. Basically, in short, like when you're dealing with smaller farms, they're going to take a lot more care into how they're growing things and how they're making the wine.
Why do some wines make your whole mouth and tongue turn like black and blue and then others don't?
Actually, it's a little secret in the wine world, but there are some color additives, especially in bulk wine. It does exist, and that's not good. So that's why I think that getting to know like some of like these winemakers or like these wineries is very important.
That's like the scarlet letter.
I mean,
if
who
you
could
see
imagine
somebody that's got like all like the black lips after they have their wine, you're like, you're drinking cheap wine. That's what it is.
Or the kid that was raiding the Kool-Aid when you walked out of the room, right? We're just always that permanent stain around their lips, but it was worth it.
Well, don't get me wrong. There are some grapes that are just heavily pigmented, but you'll taste the difference.
Ana Cristina Cabrales is a wine sommelier. She's with Independence Wine and Spirits and Summation. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
That's all I need to know about 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 you.
You just have to fill in the blank. If you blank, that's all I need to know about you. 1-800-330-9999. Raven, if you drive off with your friend still attached behind you, that's all I need to know about you.
Well, wait a minute. What are the circumstances? Is your friend aware that you're going to be driving with them attached or no?
This one hit close to me today. All right, so two guys were in a fish house on a lake in Minnesota when one of them left in a snowmobile to pick up another friend. But he forgot to unhook the fish house from the snowmobile. So the guy inside had to jump out of the house while it was moving at a pretty good speed. The whole thing is videoed. Listen. Oh, my God. Listen to this poor guy.
I mean, all you're doing is drinking, really, in the fish house, right? That's all you're doing. I mean, the fishing part of it is actually the smallest part. Once the hole is drilled, once the house is over the hole, that's really all you're doing at that point. So
the guy is totally okay, and here he is talking about it afterwards.
Well, I'm just in here picking up the pieces after that. But a mojo forgot to unhook the sled before I took off to pick up another friend. Luckily, we didn't lose anything. Snapped my line that I had down the hole. Ripped my line all the way up the hole and snapped it.
If you have a friend named Mojo, I feel like you have to expect that to happen.
Right. I mean, you're going out ice fishing with your friend Mojo. I mean, there's no way. It didn't bother him at all. No matter how defiant the friend might seem, like, it didn't bother him at all. It's just another pint of blackberry brandy on that, you know?
Did you ever accidentally almost hurt a friend? Because I almost ran over my cousin Angela this weekend.
What?
Yeah.
How did that happen?
I went to go pick her up at her house, right? Mm-hmm. And I saw the garage open, but she has like a tight kind of driveway where you have to do like a 27-point turn to turn around.
Yeah.
So I was doing my 27-point turn, which I'm sure an average person...
I mean, you could just back up.
Well, right. But it's like, it's a busier street, okay. You know, so I've done this 100 times, but like, I saw the garage door open, like to signal that she was coming out, but I didn't see her come out. And I'm like, you know, now I'm going to sweat. Cause like, once you get to 16 points on a turn,
right, you're done
like,
with the turn.
Like, oh gosh.
Can it just be over already?
And then all of a sudden I hear this on my back windshield. And I see her face in my back windshield, yeah. And I look in the rearview mirror, and she's dying laughing as I slammed on the brakes. I go, I almost ran you over.
Right.
And she's like, well, you didn't, so hurry up. Let's go. We're going to be late. I'm like, all right.
Right. This is another 7 points of this turn here. I mean, you are the person that ran over your daughter's new bicycle inside of 2 hours once it was in the driveway.
That's true. That was terrible.
I can remember I was driving my kid's boat one time, and I'm not a boater, right? So I don't know very much about it, but I was dragging him and a couple friends behind on a tube. You know, they've got it on the rope, on the tube there. And you're on the river. You're flying. You're doing some speeds, you know? And you come around a turn, and if you don't really understand the pendulum style, like swing out of the raft, it's going to come swinging back at some point. You can, you know, have somebody end up in a tree, and that nearly happened.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Good.
But, you know, I mean, again, a case of bush on there, and they're fine. They're totally fine.
Why is it trending? Top three news stories and why they're trending. First up is National Margarita Day, which just makes me sad because why is National Margarita Day on a Tuesday? It's a fake holiday anyway. We can't like just change the day of it.
That's true.
Right?
You would think that we could, right? It's not actually a symbol of anybody's independence. No great battle was fought or anything like that.
No.
It's just like, you and a bottle of mezcal.
Right, exactly. So it's like Thanksgiving. Thanksgiving is like what, on like the third Thursday of November? Why
yes.
can't National
Make it a
Margarita
sliding day?
Yeah.
Yes, I understand.
It's like on the third Friday of February or whatever. Like,
okay.
It doesn't make any sense.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, moving on.
Okay.
Macy Gray, also trending. Why is she trending? Well, she sang the national anthem at the NBA All-Star Game, and there's viral videos of LeBron laughing, Bill Murray on the sidelines looking like,
Bill Murray,
confused, you know, usually
right.
all that.
Baffled.
Yeah, it's being compared to the worst national anthem of performance of all time, which I think universally agreed is Fergie. Right?
Oh, my gosh. But the Fergie is so bad that it's so good.
So here's the thing. All right. So first, let's start with Macy Gray. This was Macy Gray at the NBA game.
Okay.
Gave proof through the night that our flag was still.
I mean, that's Macy Gray.
But that's the thing. So Macy
That's what Gray, she always sounds like.
If you've never, and if when you see it, you can probably understand the confusion because she does this thing where she closes her eyes and she stumbles a little
She's Macy Gray.
But that's Macy Gray.
That's what she does. She's
exactly.
been doing it the whole time.
Was it a little bit interpretive? Sure. But again, I agree with you, Raven. Like, if you know Macy Gray, like, that's it. Stop booking people that are going to do that if that's not what you want.
I think with the NBA game, people just feel like this is the place where they can experiment. You don't experiment at the Super Bowl. You don't experiment with baseball. Mm-hmm. You experiment right here.
The NBA game.
Right.
But I thought we should do a flashback of the Fergie just because anytime you have an opportunity, it seems like the right thing to do.
This is a real gem.
Yep. And then the whole crowd just laughs.
Still.
I know.
It doesn't age anywhere. That's great.
I mean, I'm the world's worst singer, and I'm like, man.
And I'm a Fergie fan.
I think I probably could have done better. All right. Also trending today, Hank the Tank. Hank the Tank is terrorizing a community. Who is he and why is he trending?
Hank the Tank, and he's causing even more trouble in South Lake Tahoe. Over a 7-month span, a 500-pound black bear forcefully entered 28 homes and caused extensive damage.
Oh, my
this is,
gosh.
I should just say that I've seen the video, and this is the fattest black bear I've ever seen.
So
and
fat.
I watch a lot of Alaska shows.
Yeah.
Okay, black bears are not normally that big. Brown bears are that big. Okay,
mm-hmm.
Black bears are not supposed to be that big.
That's
Hank is very fat.
Because he's figured out how to break into all these houses and eat everything out of their refrigerator. Here, listen, there's more.
South Lake Tahoe police found Hank inside a house after he got in through the window. Neighbors say this is the second time he's broken into the same house.
What?
Nicknamed Hank the Tank. Department of Fish and Wildlife have been trying to track and trap him.
He broke into the same house twice.
Cops found him there, and they just were like, all right, Hank.
Do what you got
to
do.
Move to the side.
Right.
Get out of the way.
I see the donuts. They're right on the counter. Get them up.
500-pound bear.
Where do you hide if you're a 500-pound bear?
Behind a Volkswagen.
Oh.
Underwater.
Yes.
Where only his eyes are up and his nose like an alligator.
Or a hippo.
I mean, he's 500 pounds behind a glacial boulder.
Yep.
I mean, on that side of the world, I feel like they have him there. So
I don't know.
Good luck, Hank the Tank.
Just a warning, if you're eating right now, we're about to talk about colonoscopies. So yeah. Raven has been so stressed about getting his first colonoscopy.
Right.
Yeah. For months, you kept saying, what if I can't make it to work? What if I'm not okay?
Right.
I love colonoscopies. I think they're the, I mean, I have had about, I would say like three of them in my lifetime.
Yeah. Okay.
And I look forward to them. I find them cleansing. I find them, the sleep that you get in there seems so refreshing. I don't know. I don't find anything wrong with it. I feel like the first time I went, I remember I said to them, I go, you know, I usually, like, I have a high, like I need a lot of medicine to make things work.
And okay.
I don't even remember the rest of the sentence.
To fall asleep.
Yeah.
Right, to be anesthetized.
Yeah, exactly. Okay. So right. I thought like maybe they had to give me more. I was like warning them. And then the next thing I know, I was asleep.
Why did you need so many? I mean, at your age, three of them.
I've got IBS issues. We don't need to go into too much detail about that. Yeah.
Yeah. So, I mean, the thing that terrified me is my wife had had one before. Mm-hmm. And she had had a really bad experience, not only with the prep beforehand, but after too. Like, I guess they left a bunch of air in there, and she ended up in the ER the next day after we ate with like severe abdominal pain.
Yeah.
And they basically were like, yeah, walk it off for 3 days. So I was worried about that, but I honestly was like, you know, I was nervous about work, but I planned on going the entire time. The prep was not fun. I mean, that is not, I guess that there's, you know, like there's one that you could just drink, but this one had like a ton of pills and then you drink water with it. So it's 12 pills the first day, 12 pills the second day. Yeah. And the first day you can have like a breakfast, like a light breakfast with like light eggs and stuff like that. And then that's it. And oh my gosh, I could not leave my living room. Thank God the bathroom is like 6 feet from the living room because it was quite a process over the last, you know, couple days or whatever, warming up to it. I don't know what it is too. The second somebody tells you you can't have a meal,
yes,
you immediately get starving.
Oh my! Like when you have to go for like blood work and you can't eat after midnight.
Oh my god! And it's like
11:45. I'm shoving like a burger down my throat. Right.
Right.
I'm like, let me just eat real quick. Right. I'm not gonna make it.
You would, right. I don't know what happens, but the mind triggers, and through the process, I felt like my wife was eating more. Like, but she was just eating. Like, she was just trying to, you know, have her sustenance to survive over 2 days. And she wasn't eating stuff that I liked, but I'd be like, what's up with those tacos? Mm-hmm. I'd be all in her business, even stuff that I didn't enjoy.
So let's get to the actual procedure. Did you feel like did you get the good sleep?
So I go in and, you know, they check me in and all that stuff. And when you go in for something like this, I mean, it's somewhat embarrassing. So you want to be kind of incognito, right? You know, and just take it easy.
Why?
And everybody was super nice.
It's a medical
and I'm talking
procedure.
To them. No, but just, I mean, it's still kind of embarrassing. I mean, somebody's going to shove a camera up your
butt.
I
know what happens.
Right,
I know what happens.
Right.
Yeah.
So I go there and, you know, I'm going through the process. Okay, strip down, you know, I put on the gown, all that stuff. I'm in the bed and I'm waiting there for like 45 minutes.
Did
the IV's
in. You have to put on
in
the weird socks? Like,
yes.
They're terrible.
I almost kept them for you, but you say they're terrible, but you say you steal them every time you go.
No, they're cool to wear at like your house when no one can see you, but in the hospital, I feel like it just takes your courage down three notches.
I have the socks on. Mm-hmm. I made the mistake of leaving my underwear on when I put on the gown because every other doctor's appointment, they tell you to leave it on.
Yeah.
I didn't want to be the weirdo. Doc comes in to check me out. He's like, yeah, you're going to have to take those off. He's like, I can still do it, but it'll be much more challenging.
Okay.
I'm like, okay. They wheel me in, and just as they're about to give me the injection for the wonderful nap that you've been talking about, I roll over on my side. So I'm exposed here. The back is open again.
Yeah.
And that's when the anesthesiologist goes, hey, are you part of that show? Because I was wearing my Anna and Raven mask.
Why would you do that, Raven?
And she's like, big fan.
Good.
Big fan.
Mm-hmm.
Well, now you're really going to know the ins and outs.
That's disgusting. Right. What's your dumb human trick? The thing that you can do to impress people randomly? 1-800-330-9999. Raven, my friend Charlie, whenever there's new people that join our group, right? After one beer, he's like, guys, you know I can do a split, right?
I mean, it's the strangest thing to bring up, right?
And then my girlfriend, Danielle, my best friend, she'll come running around the corner. Charlie, no! No! Don't do it! And then he has to explain, it's not the center split.
Yeah.
It's like the, you know, like the forward split where one leg goes in front of you and one goes behind.
Yeah.
And he can do it.
Yeah.
No, he doesn't have to stretch. He just drops right down.
Drop right down to it.
Of the split.
Can he do it in like tight jeans and like
jeans.
And boots?
Yeah.
I mean, that basically makes him Kevin Bacon.
It really makes him Kevin Bacon.
So that is impressive.
Thing. Yeah. I think everybody's got that one thing, though. They're like their dumb human trick that they just busted out whenever they want to do something different. Let's go around the room. and do your dumb human trick.
Yeah, let's start with them because I mean, I'm not even sure. I have to think of something I can do.
Producer John, what is your dumb human trick?
I can flip my hat up in the air and have it land directly back on my head. When I worked at an elementary school, the kids would go nuts for this.
Let's see it.
It's great.
Let's see it. Stand up right now.
I take my headphones off.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Ready?
Yeah, thank you.
Let's see. Ready? Ready?
Wow. Yes! First try.
Boom.
That's pretty impressive.
I will say that producer John's hair is very puffy, though, so it does capture the hat.
So it catches it. Yeah. His hair leans out for
I appreciate you noticing what a great head of hair I have. Thank you.
He does have a lot of hair.
Okay.
All right, producer Sean, what is your dumb human trick?
So I have a feeling I'm going to regret telling you guys this, but I could clap really fast with my hands. And it just, it's weird.
What do you mean, you clap really?
Right, you ready for this?
Yeah, let's see it. Oh my God, what is that?
I told you I was going to regret telling you guys this. I knew it.
Do it again. Right, his hands are so rapidly moving.
I mean, it's not a conventional clap where it's like he's layering them. He's slapping them over each other.
Yeah.
Wow.
Is it painful?
No, it's not.
Where is that clap appropriate? Let's just, let me ask. I mean, it's kind of like a walrus
anytime
penguin.
Anytime you want to be that last guy in the audience, like, you know when everyone's, like, done clapping and it's going down? I'm that guy out there just like.
Wait, no, we have to put a visual of this up because you have to see it to understand.
I'm the last clap guy. That's me.
All right. I mean, that's pretty outstanding there.
Immediately, I need you to put a video of that on our Instagram.
I will.
Yeah. At
I will.
Anna and Raven. Raven, did you come up with
comparatively yours? Speaking, I mean, I can balance an unnatural amount of stuff from the car into the house, like, you know, just like
every
stacking it all
that
up. Well, I mean, I'm sorry, I'm not a mom. All right, so for me, it feels like a human trick. I don't have another one. I feel so inadequate.
Oh my gosh, it's terrible. You don't have a dumb human trick.
I feel bad.
Yeah.
All right, what's yours?
Well, I can open beer bottles with my mouth.
No, don't do that.
It's bad for your teeth.
I can't do that today.
I've done it many times on the air before to brag, and now they won't let me do it anymore because they're tired of seeing me do that.
It's because sooner or later, you're going to break your tooth in half, and I don't want to be witness. I don't even want to hear that when it happens.
Yep.
I can also do this with my tongue.
And what are you doing?
I can click.
Who can't do that?
Not everybody. Raven can't do it.
Oh, me and Sean are both doing it right now.
Oh. I mean, I'm doing it.
All right.
We're all doing it.
I can make the sound of like a spritz hairspray, but not like, you know, like not the aerosol one.
You could just do stuff. That's like my 2-year-old could do that.
Yeah.
Oh.
All right.
Go get me a beer bottle.
No, we're not doing that.
He could have on work boots, jeans, doesn't matter. My friend Charlie, it's like 6'2", right? You know, what does he do? Whenever we have a beer or two and we have like new people in the crowd, he's like, you know, guys, I can do a split. He just drops right down into that split.
Why does it come out so quickly?
I don't know. And he doesn't look like the kind of guy that can do a split,
right?
You know?
That's what makes it impressive.
Yeah.
When you do it in that tight of jeans, you're like, wow, what is this, Footloose, man? This is awesome.
What is your dumb human trick? The thing that you could bust out at parties whenever you feel like it? 1-800-330-9999. Anna and Raven.
Yeah, I can drive with my knee.
I could drive with my knee.
You can?
Oh, yeah, man. Come on.
How do you trick? Yeah, you can't. Like, you turn? Like,
everybody can drive with your knee. Oh, yeah, I could turn. A certain amount of turn.
I mean, what? If you're turning left onto a highway, you can use your knees.
Well, let me give you an example. On the highway would be easier than getting off the highway because basically, like, the G-force, the centrifugal forces, when you release the wheel, will allow you to do it. So it's going to be some back and forth. There's going to be some hand action with the knee action. Am I right? Right? It's going
to
be a little...
Well, have you tried it? Because it takes a lot of motor control, actually, to be consistent with it. It's not like using your arm on a steering wheel.
No. He's straight mad at you for trying to play down his talent.
I'm sorry, man. I don't want to, you know, take from you or anything, but I have passed a car with my knee. And I passed the car with my knee.
What, are you guys on a roller coaster? Why are you both so intent on driving without your hands?
He wants to know the distance and the speed. Like, he wants to know everything. It was on the highway, man.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. I'm not a liar. I'm sorry.
Hi, it's Anna and Raven. What's your dumb human trick?
Oh, yeah. I'm a 2-finger whistler.
Oh, you're one of those people that you put the fingers in the mouth to whistle?
Yeah, you want to hear it?
Yes.
Of
course.
I mean, you have to do it. We're not your neighbors, so I'm going to say yes. But these are usually really, really, really loud. Too.
These are loud, so hold on. Here we go.
Okay.
Oh.
Wow. And she can do the one where it means somebody sexy's coming.
I feel so objectified. Don't talk that way to me.
Hi, it's Anna and Raven. What's your dumb human trick?
Hi, I can curl my tongue and actually touch the tip of my nose with that curled tongue.
Oh, that is, it's one thing to do it both. Hold on, I could curl my tongue. Can you curl your tongue, Raven?
What do you mean, like, no, I can't do that.
I could curl my tongue, too.
I've never been able to do it.
But I can't touch my nose. Now you're like, we don't, is your tongue extra long or is it a normal size and you just are able to do it?
Do you have that surgery that Gene Simmons had, supposedly?
Oh, no, I didn't have any surgery. I guess maybe it's just I practiced it a lot and now I have a party trick.
Are you jealous of that I could curl my tongue? You can't.
They call me Dr. Love. They call you Dr. Love.
Okay.
Nope.
Hi, it's Anna and Raven. Do you have a dumb human trick?
Hey, I am double jointed, but just the hips and ankles. Like, I can, like, when sitting down, I can turn my feet all the way around.
The double jointed thing is weird when people can pop their shoulders out.
But imagine how cool that would be to freak out people in the men's lab.
100%.
Right? You're looking under the stall. You're like, what's going on in there?
Right before last call at a good bar. Like, hold on, guys. Wait till you see what I can do.
Oh, man.
I think we'll skip all the calls about the bodily functions. Right? Doesn't that seem like...
Seems like there's a lot of people that have really taken command of their orifices and can release sounds whenever it is that they feel like. They're proud of them.
They're so proud.
Yeah.
Yeah. What is your dumb human trick? 1-800-330-9999. Over the weekend, my buddy, whenever we're with new friends, he loves to just drop into a split like it's nothing. He got work boots on, a pair of jeans. He's like, guys, watch this. Right into a split.
It seems odd.
Perfect split. Yeah.
Yeah.
My husband can shake his eyeballs. Did you ever see somebody do that?
Yeah, I've seen that.
He's like, he also is very excited about that. Raven thinks he can balance a spoon on his nose.
Oh,
let's
I know
see
I can. Hold on.
Yeah, but you make put the condensation on. Let me see.
That's the trick.
No, it's not sticking on.
It's a plastic spoon, first off.
Okay.
Work with me here. Okay. Give me a metal spoon would work.
Okay, let me try again.
All right.
Oh, yeah, it's balancing on his nose. You can put a spoon on your nose.
Right?
Yeah, that's the most common human trick. You can do it.
Can't move it.
You can't move, right.
That's impressive. It's still stuck on there. Look.
Yeah.
Now I kicked it off.
Wow.
Wow.
1-800-330-9999. Hi, it's Anna and Raven. What's your dumb human trick?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's cool. I mean, my girlfriend thinks it's dumb, but I used to take karate when I was younger, and I haven't taken it in years, and you know, but one thing that I can still do is I can still do a really cool, good karate roll. So, I mean, I just sometimes, like, if I go in the gym or if I am in a park and it's like a soft bed of grass, I just love to still start doing my karate rolls. And I just do like 10 in a roll. And like my girlfriend gets so embarrassed because like we'll be walking in the park and then all of a sudden I do my karate rolls. And she's like, what the hell are you doing?
Wait a minute. Are you talking about like rolling or somersaulting like a ninja or something? What are you doing?
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. That's exactly what I'm talking about.
Oh, my gosh.
You know what? I hope they're intimidating, man, because here on the phone was the last thing I expected you to say.
They're pretty solid.
I thought he was
going to
be like,
solid.
I can break a board with my hand still. I can do this. He's like, nope. Sometimes I'm just walking along, and I start rolling.
I just get the itch to do
karate
it.
Karate roll.
I just get the itch
right
to do it.
You know what? If you're that good at something, I understand. Right. Who told Picasso not to paint? Right. Roll on, brother.
That's right.
You start get down, I can start rolling around.
Gosh.
My girlfriend gets mad. I don't know why. Oh, God.
All right. Anna and Raven, do you have any stupid human tricks?
I do have tricks, and I inherited them from my parents. I can wiggle my ears without, like, you know, doing anything else, just wiggle my ears. And then, like my mom, I can lift my eyebrows left, right. And it's great when you really want to, like, make a point, you know?
Right now, Raven and I are just lifting our eyebrows.
Trying.
And I realize,
are you trying?
You can't do one. I can only do both at the same time. Oh, Raven, you could do it a little bit.
Yeah, I put one down.
Yeah.
And one up.
You put one up and one down.
I look like I got hit by a bat.
Maybe I can't do it because of Botox.
Oh, man. Confession time going on here. No, same expression.
No, it's like exactly the same.
Kind of Frankenstein-esque.
Have you ever been uninvited from something, or did you have to uninvite somebody? What happened? 1-800-330-9999.
I appreciate you making me feel worse about this than I already do. I mean, it's supposed to just be a festive event here. I, like, you know, get the DJ, get the food, handle the open bar, throw my wife a 40-plus-1 party, and it's supposed to be great and it's supposed to be fun. But people keep hanging up these things on me here, right? So I do an invite list. You know how difficult this is for me to create, like, a Facebook group? It's not a language that I am comfortable with or familiar with, Anna. I do that, and I send out the invitations, and then everybody starts to tell me about, well, even though it says adult party, even though it says dress nice, even though it says all these different things, you know, well, you know, I'm thinking we're going to bring the kids, right? Because, you know, I mean, they're our kids and, you know, we don't have a sitter that night. Or somebody else, it's like, well, if my wife comes, she wants to bring her friend with her. It's like, well, I mean, you're both invited. You came together as a couple. Why do you need a third person?
So you're going to uninvite these people?
I already have.
For the sidebar, Raven says that he sent me a Facebook invite. He did not.
You said you weren't coming already. You told me here in this room you weren't coming.
I said I wasn't coming to the Bahamas for your wedding renewal. Well, I didn't say I wasn't coming to Alicia's birthday party.
Well, fine. Then I'll send you an invite in a minute here, because now I have the space and catering has a minimum anyways. The fact is that if you could find a sitter any other day of the year, you could find one. Your mom isn't also on this guest list, right? So what I'm saying is like, you know, adults go out and have an adult party.
I know. But now you have to uninvite people because they want to bring their kids. Have you ever been uninvited from something? What happened? 1-800-330-9999. Anna and Raven.
Well, I had to uninvite 100 people to my wedding. I got married last month, and because of all the COVID scares, I decided to cut down the guest list to 40 people, and so I had to call and uninvite 100 people.
Wow.
And tell them it was going to be a COVID wedding.
Yeah, that's rough. I mean, yeah. I feel like you have the perfect excuse, but the timing of it at this point is being on the tail end of some things.
Yep.
And depends on who you're talking to. Some people will be deeply offended by that. Some people will be like, no, I was hesitant to come anyways. You just don't know.
Right. And it was terrible because things seemed so much better for so long. And then all of a sudden they weren't okay again. And then they were okay again. And you don't know what to do. How did they react?
You know, for the most part, they understood. You know, I had a couple of, like, they're close friends, but they're not like my inner circle friends, but they're still, you know, throughout the years they've been close. I think they were offended, but at the end of the day, they know that it was really about, it's just about people's safety.
Wow.
And Raven, uninvited. When did you get uninvited from something, or did you have to uninvite somebody?
I was uninvited from my sister-in-law's wedding, kicked out of the bridal party kind of at the last minute because my husband told her that we were going to be separating soon, and so she didn't want me in the photos.
Oh.
I don't know. I mean, I guess that stinks depending on what you're invested on, too. On the other hand, if you're getting a divorce, right? See ya.
Well, yes, but
I mean, like, I don't want to be in your photos either. Spending the whole day acting like I'm still super in love with your brother? No, I'm not.
Like, were you offended by it, or did you understand?
I mean, she and I had also been friends for years at this point, so it was kind of upsetting,
right?
To be honest, like, we had our own relationship too, so it was hard.
Now Raven feels bad, as you should.
Well, but this is what happens again, you know. Like, people make decisions, and it's couple wide. And I bet you the mother-in-law would have had something to say about it, right?
1-800-330-9999. Have you ever been uninvited from something, or have you had to uninvite somebody? Raven's uninviting people to his wife's birthday party because they're bringing the kids.
Came to the realization it's not a good feeling on their part or mine. Why are they putting me in this position?
Have you ever had to uninvite somebody, or have you been uninvited? 1-800-330-9999. Anna and Raven.
I did. When I was in college, my boyfriend at the time uninvited me to the Friendsgiving. He had to bump me for someone else.
But why? Did he give a reason why?
Just because there wasn't enough room at the table. So he wanted someone else there more. So he bumped me.
Wow.
And I didn't go.
That's so terrible.
Yeah.
It's like, I only have 8 chairs.
Yeah. Sorry.
It's like musical chairs. Somebody's got to go.
And it's going to be you, the closest one to me.
Yeah.
Right.
What an awkward position.
It's fine. I'm better off.
Yeah, definitely. And on Raven, did you ever get uninvited from somewhere or have to uninvite somebody?
Yes, I did. I got uninvited from one of my best friend's bridal showers.
Why?
About 20 years ago, because I accidentally told her about it. We were on the phone and she was knew it was coming and she was pressing and pressing. And I literally accidentally told her when the date was. I don't even remember how it happened. But yeah, then her mother wrote me a very nasty letter and told me that she had to take back her invite to her daughter's bridal shower because I was jealous and I did it on purpose.
Oh my gosh. That is terrible.
It was horrible. Yeah, it was terrible. I was so offended and I was so upset. I would never do anything like that. And yeah, so years later, probably about 7 or 8 years later, she tried to reach out to me again and apologize for everything. But by that point, I was already done. I was like, okay, we were really good friends.
So who tried to apologize, the friend or the mother?
The friend, not the mother. The mother never reached out again. I think this friend had some issues, and she precipitated a lot of what went on and made it much worse than what it was. I mean, somebody told me about my bridal shower, and I never even told my mother who was planning it because I didn't want to hurt anybody's feelings. But
she went
back to her mother.
What's the big deal?
Only 20% of women show up to their bridal shower and don't know. You figure it out along the way.
You're making that number up.
I'm making it up, but it's accurate.
I mean, you said it right away,
but it's
100% a made-up number, but it sounds right, but okay.
Hi, it's Anna and Raven. When were you uninvited?
Recently at work, I was invited to a coworker's birthday lunch. Everybody was going to go out together. And so when I asked the organizer, hey, where are we going? Just kind of, curious. They were oh, I'm not sure yet. It hasn't been decided. And then, later in the day, calendar invite thing I got was canceled. And so I thought, oh, maybe, we're not doing it or whatever. But then the next day, I saw them all coming back. Clearly, had all just been out together at this birthday lunch. They all came back in. The birthday girl had, balloons and cake and everything. And
oh my gosh.
I don't know why I got uninvited.
And nobody said anything to
you? I have to investigate, I guess.
It wasn't it was a mistake that you got the cancellation? Oh, my
gosh. That's not cool, man.
Mm.
You know what? There's no part
not
of
at
that.
All.
That is cool. I feel bad. You know what? Give us your address. We're coming over there. Somebody's got to know that that ain't cool, man. That ain't cool. A bunch of bullies?
Yeah, but maybe you have beef with any of them? Any problems?
So what? It's the whole office. You got beef with one of them.
Was it everybody or was it just select people?
No, it seemed like just about everybody.
Right.
There was one other guy but he was in a meeting. He had a client.
Right.
So, I don't know.
Yeah.
That's,
I don't know.
That stinks, man.
That is.
I'm hoping it was an oversight, but it doesn't look like it.
Wow.
I feel like we should walk him into the office so he's protected next time and people know he's got friends.
It's hurtful.
Couples Court on the Anna and Raven Show.
Every day, a couple joins us. They let us know what their disagreement is about, and then you decide who's right. William and Tanya. Tanya, what's going on?
Yeah, okay. So we're getting married. William and I are getting married this summer, and we're having a little bit of a situation around some of the plans. William's friends, most of them live far away, so they're flying in for our wedding, and we're kind of jamming the weekend full of things for everybody to do. So his bachelor party is going to be after our rehearsal dinner. We're getting married on a Saturday. So on Friday night, we're going to have our rehearsal dinner, and then he's having his bachelor party. But then I'm hearing now that his friends are wanting to go golfing in the morning of our wedding. So on Saturday morning, they want to go golfing, and that involves them. They're going to be drinking and golfing. And I don't know. I'm just starting to feel like this wedding weekend is becoming about him partying with his friends when it's supposed to be a weekend about us and our marriage and our next steps. And I'm just not feeling good about it. I think it's too much.
William, you don't think it's first of all, to drink the night before your wedding, I don't know. To me, that seems a little bit dangerous. But then you want to go golfing the morning of your wedding, too? I understand having a later wedding in the day, but you don't think this is a lot?
I mean, I've always been a risk taker. I'm just kidding. Look, what choice do I have? This is my wedding, too, and I want to celebrate it with the people that are closest to me, my closest friends, and they can't come in until the weekend, until that Friday night. And so for me, I have no choice if I want to have any sort of bachelor party, you know, to enjoy the same kind of rites of passage that every other husband-to-be gets to have. I have to do it that night. And, you know, I already told Tanya that I would take it easy. You know, I understand the what's happening the next day. And as far as golf in the morning, I don't see that as a big deal at all. I mean, Tanya has all of her girlfriends over the bridal party. They're all having breakfast and spa treatments and getting all beautified. Me and the guys want to get together. But for us, we just want a relaxing day out on the links, you know, play a round of golf together, maybe have a cigar.
It's not the hangover, right? They're not going to be in Vegas. They're not going to be in Bangkok. Just pace right. yourself, basically. That's the way I look at it. I mean, listen, they're all grown adults here. Will some of them inevitably get sloppy? Yes. Will some of the bridesmaids? I'm sure they will, too, right? I mean, that's just the way that it goes with a wedding. Those that are adults and have been here before will say to themselves, no, I got to take it easy right now.
That's right.
Bloody yes. Mary on the course, and you're right back. You know, you're in the sunshine. You're feeling better. It's almost like a workout.
Mm-hmm. So, just like getting up and going for a run. I don't know. Let's see what the audience has to say. They may agree with you, William, that this is when your friends are coming. So bachelor parties the night before and golfing that morning with a few beers. You're going to control yourself. You're an adult. Everything will be just fine. You'll show up where you need to be when you're supposed to be there, and you're going to have the greatest life ever. But they may see Tanya's side, too. It's really rolling the dice to have two big drinking events hours before you're walking down the aisle on what's supposed to be the biggest day of your life.
1-800-330-9999. Whose side are you on? It's the Couples Court with Anna and Raven.
William and Tanya getting married this summer. His family and his good friends are all flying in, so he's not going to have the opportunity to see them beforehand. So he's been planning kind of like a big weekend for his buddies. His bachelorette party is going to be the night before after the rehearsal dinner, and the morning of the wedding, they're not getting married till later in the afternoon, he plans to go golfing with the guys. Tanya sees a lot wrong with this.
Yeah, I mean, but at the same time, Tanya's going to the spa, right? They're going to be throwing back drinks themselves. I've never known a group of girls to go to the spa, be offered mimosas, and not take them. So there's going to be wine drinking and stuff like that. I mean, look at it like this. William, you spent the cash. You know the room full of people are going to be there one way or the other. You can't show up late. So he's like, I'm going to make it. It'll be fine.
Would you trust your fiance to go drinking the night before and the morning of your wedding? 1-800-330-9999. Couples Court.
I think I'm on his side. I think it's a good sign that they're looking to go golfing early in the morning the next day. That means they're not going to drink so much and get hammered the night before. And if she is looking to do a spa day in the morning and drink mimosas with her girls, I really don't see the difference.
Whose side are you on? 1-800-330-9999. Couples Court. William and Tanya are getting married this summer, but William's friends and a lot of his family, they live far away. So that's why he's planning the night before not only to have the rehearsal dinner, but also to have his bachelor party and the morning of his wedding to go golfing with all his best buddies.
Golfing is one of those things, Anna. It could be complete drunken mess, or it could be something relatively light with just a couple pops.
Tanya doesn't think it's a good idea. You're going to go out the night before and the morning of our wedding? Like, it seems like too much. What do you think? 1-800-330-9999. Couples Court.
I am on the groom's side. I say let him go have his fun. They got to get along. This is just the start of many outings with his friends, you know? So why not? She's got her thing going on.
How nice of you to say, right? You got to get along. This is the beginning of your thing. Not let me clamp down.
Yeah.
Wow.
I mean, he's only going to punish himself.
Exactly,
if he doesn't
you know?
Leave. I mean, he still has to show up that day. He
right.
still has to have a smile on his face.
Right. Makes sense. Ann Raven, whose side are you on?
I'm on the husband to be side. I feel like this is his last hurrah, and he can enjoy it with his friends however he chooses to. I mean, yes, tone it down. But the worst that can happen if they drink too much at the bachelor party, then they won't get up to golf, and then they'll have all afternoon to recover before the wedding. So let him have his moment. You know, this is his bachelor party, and he's getting married. It is his wedding as well. So
I don't know about this last hurrah nonsense, though. You act like the guy's dead the next day. He's just married. Ann Raven, whose side are you on?
I'm on the husband's side. I think that he should be able to go. I mean, have the bachelor night, be responsible, but have his bachelor's night. And then go golfing in the morning. I mean, if she's going to go get mani-pedi spa treatment, he should be able to enjoy his time with his friends, especially if they're flying across the country.
as long as he is responsible, because if he's not and he shows up to the wedding drunk, he's going to be tortured for the rest of his life.
Right. Remember when you were wasted at our wedding after we invited all our friends and spent all that money? Yeah, that was cool. Yeah.
The verdict is in. Jury foreman, what are the results?
William, our audience agreed with you. As long as you feel that you are independent enough and strong enough and to be able to not drink and to just have a good time without getting sloppy, and go have some fun, Tanya. You have your whole life to spend with him.
Oh, man.
Yeah, it's going to be the best weekend ever.
Oh, okay. All right. I'm going to trust it, I guess.
All the nerves are out the window as soon as they do intros, right? As soon as you're at the reception, it's party time at that point, right? You get through, well, maybe the toast. If your friends have been going that hard, maybe the toast. But after that, It's easy. And then you'll be on a plane 24, 48 hours after that to your honeymoon spot. It'll all be a fun time then.
It'll all work out. But I have seen a lot of hungover grooms on their wedding day. It's never a fun experience when you see that either.
Play it cool, man.
All right. If you have a problem, too, send an email. couplescourt@annaandraven.com.
Can't beat Raven.
The Can't Beat Raven cash jackpot is $1,500 thanks to Discover Card. Real credit card questions require real people, someone who understands your issues and works to resolve them with you. That's why Discover offers helpful U.S.-based representatives available 24/7. Discover, exceptionally common sense. Sharon, you ready to play?
I am.
Okay, can you please ask Raven to leave the room?
Raven, please leave the room.
Sure. Good luck, Sharon.
Okay.
Thanks.
All right, we got $1,500 on the line. Raven's walking out of here. When that big studio door closes, he can't hear us. It's soundproof. Whoa, it's slammed today. I'm going to ask you 5 pop culture questions. You have 3 seconds to answer each one. I'll bring them back in, ask them the same 5 questions. Whoever gets the most right wins. Ties go to Raven. You ready to play?
Yes.
Number 1, Celebrity Big Brother is back. Which celebrity's big brother, Frankie, was a house guest on Big Brother season 16?
I don't watch that show. I have no idea.
Number 2, Disney recently announced they'll be creating a new community living in Coachella Valley called Story Living. Only a few Disney characters have been honored to be on the Hollywood Walk of Fame. Who was the first?
Mickey.
Number 3, Britney Spears just signed her own $15 million book deal. This follows her sister that already released a tell-all book. What was the name of Jamie Lynn Spears' book?
No idea.
And number 4, Sam Hunt's pregnant wife filed for divorce citing adultery. In his song, Body Like a Back Road, finish the next lyrics. Body like a back road, driving with my eyes closed.
I don't know.
Time's up, Sharon. And number 5, it's Tuesday, February 22nd, 2022. It's a palindrome and an ambigram. It's called an unprecedented milestone. Speaking of the number 2, who wrote A Tale of Two Cities?
David Copperfield.
Okay, let me bring Raven back in.
Yo.
Sharon, all right. Sharon got one.
Okay, not too good, Sharon. $1,500. Let's see how I do.
All right. They were tricky questions. I will say that. I made them hard. $1,500 on the line. Raven, number 1, Celebrity Big Brother is back. Which celebrity's big brother, Frankie, was a house guest on Big Brother season 16?
Ariana Grande.
Yes. Number 2, Disney recently announced they'll be creating a new community living area in Coachella Valley called Story Living. Only a few Disney characters have been honored to be on the Hollywood Walk of Fame. Who was the first?
It's got to be Mickey.
Mickey is correct. Number 3, Britney Spears just signed her own $15 million book deal. This follows her sister that already released a tell-all. What was the name of Jamie Lynn Spears' book?
Things I Should Have Said.
Yes.
And I feel like Britney should have got more.
Number 4, Sam Hunt's pregnant wife filed for divorce, citing adultery. In his song, Body Like a Back Road, finish the next lyrics. Body like a back road, driving with my eyes closed.
I know every curve like the back of my hand.
Yes. And number 5, it's Tuesday, February 22nd, 2022. It's a palindrome and an ambigram. It's being called an unprecedented milestone.
Oh, my gosh.
Speaking of the number 2, who wrote A Tale of Two Cities?
I mean, I don't know. Who? What? Stephen King. Robert Frost?
Well, Sharon said David Copperfield.
Okay, well, you know, the 3 of us.
Nope. It was Charles Dickens.
Oh.
I'm sorry, Sharon. He beat you 4-1 today. That gets you an Anna and Raven t-shirt.
Thank you, and I really can't beat Raven.
Well, thanks for trying, Sharon. Hold on the line. We'll get all your info.
Better luck next time. Enjoy that shirt, girl. I mean, I knew today was a pal, whatever it is, but also this other thing. I feel like I should have had better plans for today.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.